Hey everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yes, welcome back.
Into Steps to Christ.
Indeed.
We are on chapter 4.
That's right.
And this is on confession.
Confession.
And you know, we've gone through the first three chapters.
Yes.
We talked about God's love.
Yes.
And we talked about the sinner's need for Christ, and we talked about repentance.
Yes.
And now confession.
Yeah.
But before we jump into that,
sure.
Just want to give a quick shout out to the Living Word Church Prayer Group.
Amen.
All right. So confession.
Confession, you know, it's really interesting how this chapter kind of jumps right into it.
Yeah.
You know, because I think sometimes we think about confession as this big, heavy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But really the author here kind of presents it
right
in a very simple way.
Okay.
You know?
How so?
Well, they're emphasizing the simplicity of God's requirements for forgiveness.
Okay.
It's not about, you know, elaborate rituals or grand gestures or anything like that. You know, we think about, you know, in history, sometimes people would, you know, go on these long pilgrimages or they would, you know, do all these penances.
Yeah.
But really, it's about confessing and forsaking our sins.
So it's about a genuine change of heart.
Yes, a change of heart.
Okay.
It's recognizing our need for forgiveness and actively turning away from sin.
Yeah.
And there's a great verse in Proverbs 28:13.
Okay.
That says, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy."
That's powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's saying that, you know, you try to cover up your sins, you try to justify your sins.
Right.
It just leads to more trouble.
Exactly.
But when you confess and forsake them, you find mercy.
Yeah, that's the key.
Wow. Okay, so then how do we do that?
Yeah.
Like, who do we confess to?
Yeah. Who do we confess to and how do we do it?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because confession's not just a one-way street.
Okay.
It involves both God and those we've wronged.
No, confessing to people.
Yeah.
Like, that could be a little intimidating.
It can be intimidating.
Why is it so important?
Well, think about it. When we sin against someone, we're creating a rift in the relationship.
Okay.
So confessing to them acknowledges the harm we've caused and demonstrates our desire for reconciliation.
So it's not just getting something off your chest.
Yeah.
It's about, like, taking responsibility.
Yes.
And trying to repair the damage.
Absolutely. It's taking ownership for what we've done and seeking to make things right.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
And there's a verse in James 5:16
okay.
that says, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed."
Hmm.
So you see, confession opens the door to healing both for ourselves and for those we've hurt.
Okay, so I get that.
Mm.
But, I mean, ultimately, don't we sin against God?
That's true.
When we sin against others.
You're right, we do.
So shouldn't confessing to God just cover all the bases?
Well, yes, seeking God's forgiveness is paramount. But confessing to those we've hurt allows us to walk in humility and to actually take tangible steps towards restoring broken relationships.
Okay. I'm starting to see the bigger picture here.
Good.
But what about the quality of our confession?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can just say the words, "I'm sorry."
Right.
Without really meaning it.
Yeah, just going through the motions.
Yeah.
So what does true confession look like?
Yeah. What does that look like?
Well, you've hit on a really crucial point here.
Okay.
True confession goes beyond mere lip service.
Mm.
It requires genuine sorrow for our sins and a willingness to change.
Okay.
I mean, think back to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Sure. You know, they were caught red-handed, right?
Yeah.
But instead of taking responsibility, what did they do?
Well, they blamed each other.
Yeah. Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent.
Yep.
It's the classic blame game.
Yeah.
You know, they missed the mark because they weren't truly remorseful or willing to change their ways.
Right. They weren't really sorry.
Exactly.
And they didn't want to change.
That's right. True confession involves a complete change of heart.
Yeah.
And you see a great example of this in the Apostle Paul.
Okay.
You know, he went from persecuting Christians to becoming one of their most ardent advocates.
Right.
And when he confessed his past, there was no sugarcoating it.
Yeah.
No making excuses. He owned his actions and he expressed genuine remorse for the harm that he had caused.
So it's more about aligning our lives with God's will.
Absolutely.
And making a conscious effort to change.
Yes.
Not about, like, oh, I feel so guilty.
So it's not about wallowing in guilt, but about moving forward in a new direction.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And 1 John 1:9 reminds us that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Powerful.
It's a promise of forgiveness, But it also implies a willingness on our part to turn away from sin and to embrace a new way of living.
This is making me think, you know, how specific do we need to be?
That's a great question.
In our confession.
It is a great question.
Do we just give God like a general overview
right.
of like all the bad things?
Yeah. Or is there more to it?
Yeah. Is there more to it?
Yeah. That's something that often trips people up.
Yeah, wait.
True confession dives into specifics.
Okay.
It's not just saying sorry for all the bad things I've done.
Mm-hmm.
It's about naming the specific sins we've committed, owning them fully, and seeking forgiveness for each one.
So it's about like getting real with ourselves.
Yes.
Getting real with God.
Absolutely.
Not sweeping things under the rug.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about the Israelites when they confessed their sin of demanding a king.
Right.
They had to name that specific sin, their lack of trust in God, in order to move forward.
Yeah.
It's not about dwelling on our failures,
mm-hmm.
but about identifying them so we can receive God's forgiveness and begin to make things right.
This is powerful stuff.
It is.
It's really challenging me to think about, like, okay, where in my life
yeah.
do I need to be more specific?
That's a great question to ask.
In my confession.
And
more intentional.
Great.
But what about, like, the things that we kind of struggle with internally?
Yeah.
Like, maybe sins that haven't directly impacted other people.
Right.
Do we need to confess those, too?
That's an insightful question.
Okay.
And it speaks to the depth of confession.
Right.
Even those internal struggles, those hidden sins that we might try to keep to ourselves.
Yeah.
They need to be brought before God.
I can see how that can be uncomfortable for people.
Yeah.
Why is that so important?
Well, remember, nothing is hidden from God.
Right.
He sees the deepest desires of our hearts, both the good and the bad.
Yeah.
Confession is about seeking cleansing and restoration for every part of ourselves.
So it's like opening up those hidden corners.
Yes.
And letting God our light shine in.
Exactly.
Even if it's a little scary at first.
It can be scary, but it's also incredibly freeing.
Okay.
It's about trusting that God's grace is sufficient to cover every sin, even the ones we might be ashamed to admit.
Wow. This is really resonating with me because it's making me realize that confession isn't just about fixing our mistakes.
Right.
But it's about surrendering every part of ourselves to God.
Yes.
Even the messy parts.
That's right.
And trusting Him to make us new.
Beautifully said. And it's in that surrender that we find true freedom and peace.
Wow. This has been eye-opening already.
It is a powerful topic.
I feel like we've covered so much ground.
We have.
We're just getting started.
We are.
So let's take a quick moment to reflect on what we've learned so far.
Yes, let's take a moment. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in this idea that confession is all about feeling guilty.
Yeah.
But, you know, the real focus should be on taking responsibility.
Okay.
And aligning our lives with God's will.
So not about beating ourselves up.
No.
It's about recognizing where we've gone wrong and choosing a different path.
Precisely. Confession isn't meant to keep us trapped in a cycle of guilt and shame.
Right.
It's about receiving God's forgiveness and allowing that forgiveness to empower us to live differently.
It's like moving from darkness into light.
Yes.
From being stuck in the past to stepping into a future. That's a great way to put it.
Filled with hope and transformation.
Exactly. It's about embracing the truth about ourselves, even the parts that are hard to face.
Yeah.
And trusting that God's grace is sufficient to cover every sin.
This is making me think about the power of confession.
Yeah.
Not just in our relationship with God, but also in our relationships with others.
Yes.
We've talked about confessing to those we've wronged.
Right.
But how can confession be a tool for healing and restoring broken relationships?
That's a fantastic question.
Okay.
You see, confession can be incredibly transformative in our relationships.
Okay.
When we humble ourselves and admit our faults, it creates a space for reconciliation and restoration.
But that takes courage.
It does.
It's not always easy to admit when we've messed up, especially to someone we've hurt.
It definitely requires vulnerability and a willingness to let go of our pride.
Yeah.
But think about the potential rewards. Imagine the healing that could take place in families.
In friendships, even in communities, if we were all more willing to confess our wrongs and to extend forgiveness to one another.
I'm starting to see confession in a whole new light.
Good.
It's not just a religious ritual.
No.
It's a powerful tool for personal transformation and relational healing.
And that's precisely what makes it so essential on the path of faith.
Yeah.
Confession helps us grow closer to God and to one another.
This has been so insightful.
Good. I'm glad.
It's making me think about areas in my own life where I might need to practice confession.
Yeah.
more intentionally,
That's good.
both in my relationship with God and my relationships with others.
That's the beauty of this journey of faith, you know? It's
Yeah.
a process of continual growth and learning.
So confession isn't a one-time event.
That's right.
It's an ongoing practice.
Absolutely. Just as we need to breathe every day to stay alive,
right.
We need to practice confession to stay spiritually healthy.
Okay.
It's about staying connected to God, acknowledging our need for His grace, and allowing Him to cleanse and renew us.
This reminds me of something the author talks about in the chapter.
Okay.
It's not enough to simply confess our sins.
Yeah, right.
We also need to forsake them.
Yes, that's key.
What does that look like practically?
Well, forsaking sin means making a conscious decision to turn away from it.
Okay.
It's about putting sin behind us and choosing a different path, a path that aligns with God's will.
So it's not just about feeling sorry.
No.
It's about actively changing our behavior.
Exactly. It's about replacing sinful habits with godly ones.
Okay.
About choosing to walk in the light instead of the darkness.
That makes sense, but it also sounds really challenging.
It can be challenging.
What if we struggle to let go of certain sins?
Mm-hmm.
What do we keep falling back into old patterns?
That's a common experience, and it's important to remember that we're not in this alone.
Okay.
God's grace is always available to help us overcome sin.
Right.
When we stumble, we can confess our failures, receive His forgiveness, and get back on track.
So it's a process of continual surrender.
Yes.
Reliance on God's strength.
Exactly. It's about recognizing our own weakness and leaning on God's power to transform us from the inside out.
This is encouraging.
God.
It's a reminder that even when we mess up, God's grace is always there to pick us up.
That's right.
And help us move forward.
That's the beauty of God's love. It's unconditional and it's always available to those who seek it.
I'm starting to see how confession and forsaking sin are intertwined.
They are.
They both require humility.
Yes.
Honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And a willingness to surrender to God's transforming power.
You've hit the nail on the head. Confession without a change of heart is meaningless.
Wow.
True confession leads to transformation, to a life that reflects God's character and brings glory to His name.
This has been so insightful. It's given me a deeper understanding of what it means to confess and forsake sin.
Good.
But I'm curious to explore how this all ties back to the bigger picture of our spiritual journey.
Yeah.
But before we do that, let's take a quick moment to process everything that we've discussed.
Let's take a moment to reflect.
So we've been talking all about confession.
Yes, we have.
And really exploring what it means and why it's so important in our walk with God.
Yeah, and you know what strikes me is how confession, you know, when it's done with a sincere heart, it's not about dwelling on the past.
Right.
It's about stepping into a future where we can walk in freedom and wholeness.
It's like a bridge.
Yeah.
That leads us from the darkness of our mistakes into the light of God's forgiveness and His grace.
Precisely. And when we cross that bridge, we not only leave our burdens behind, but we also gain the strength and the guidance that we need to live differently moving forward.
So it's not just saying, I'm sorry.
Right.
It's committing to change.
Yes.
Aligning our lives with God's will.
Exactly. True confession leads to transformation.
Okay.
It's about allowing God's grace to work in us, shaping our character and guiding our steps.
That makes me think about, are there areas in my own life where I'm holding back, where I haven't fully surrendered to God's transforming power?
And that's the beauty of this journey of faith. It's a continual process of growth, drawing closer to God each day and allowing Him to work in us.
So confession isn't a one-time event. It's an ongoing practice.
Absolutely. Just like we need to breathe every day to stay alive,
yeah.
We need to practice confession to maintain spiritual health.
Okay.
It's about staying connected to God, acknowledging our need for His grace, and allowing Him to cleanse and renew us.
You know, it's interesting. We've talked about in previous chapters, you know, God's love, and we've talked about recognizing our need for Christ.
Yes.
And we've talked about repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like confession is kind of a natural progression.
It is.
From all of those things.
It's true. You see, recognizing God's love motivates us to see our need for a Savior.
Right.
Then repentance prepares our hearts for confession, allowing us to come before God with honesty and humility.
Yeah.
Confession then opens the door to forgiveness and transformation.
So it's like all of these things work together.
They do.
And leading us on this path of healing and growth.
It's all part of God's plan for our lives.
This is amazing.
It is.
So this journey isn't about being perfect.
No, not at all.
It's about making progress.
Yes.
It's about striving to align our lives with God's will.
Precisely.
Wow, what a conversation.
Yeah, it has been rich.
We've just kind of begun to explore this.
We've only scratched the surface.
But I hope that this deep dive has given you a fresh perspective on confession.
I hope so.
And maybe encouraged you to think about those areas in your own life
Yeah.
where you might need to practice deeper surrender and a commitment to change.
Yes. What specific area in your life might require deeper confession and a commitment to change?
That's a great question to ponder.
It is.
And just remember, true confession is never in vain.
That's so true.
It opens the door to God's forgiveness, His healing, His transforming power.
And that, my friend, is the heart of grace.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into confession.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll be back soon with another episode exploring more profound truths from Steps to Christ.
Looking forward to it.
Until then, may you experience the peace and the freedom
Yes.
that come from walking in the light of God's truth.